Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wednesdays at 3 o'clock. We are joined by Bruce Gradkowski today. He's in studio. It's brought to you by Pilgrimage Hospice Care. And we're excited to have Bruce for the next 2 hours today. We blew him off last week because of a Pirates Day game, so we're doubling up this afternoon, and it's a great time to do it. The big story right now, Bruce, Jerry Dulac of the Post-Gazette reporting that the Steelers will not punish Antonio Brown with a suspension or one-game discipline. They plan to use him as per usual in Tampa. It's possible that they could fine him for missing work on Monday. For starters...
Possible.
Yeah. How big of a deal is the Monday after a game?
Well, hi to you too, Andrew. We're going to just jump right into it.
Yeah.
Monday after the game, as a player...
Like, do you expect perfect attendance? It's not a difficult day, right? Like, you sit
down...
No,
it's not difficult at all. So, yeah, I mean, yes, it's a mandatory practice. Film session, you get your workout in, you get a little conditioning done, and then you go watch the film for the rest of the afternoon to watch the game before. And usually, honestly, even if I played the best game of my life, I hated Mondays because you always... The film is never as bad as you think. And it's also never.
Right, here we go.
It's never as good as
the
you
cower
think.
Cliche right there.
Well, you're getting ripped by the head coach no matter what, even if you played a good game, because he wants to knock you down a peg or something,
right.
And he doesn't want you to feel like you're running the
but
place.
Bruce, I mean, you started games in the NFL, right? And you went through games that, you know, you probably should have won that you lost. And I would think as a team leader or as one of the highest paid players, you want to be there and be accountable on Monday, don't you?
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's you have to. I mean, Monday is one of the most important days because you have to put that game behind you. So as much as I hated it because I'm watching the film and I know there's so many things that I'm going to see on film and, oh, I missed that wide open receiver,
right,
or I could have thrown him a better ball, or I missed that hot.
Yep.
But that's when you watch it, get out of the way and put it behind you and move forward. You know, it's almost taking that next step into the work week.
Do guys know, like, with what was going on with him on the sideline with Fichtner and AB, and then he leaves the locker room? I mean, how aware is every guy on the roster of that happening, either in the moment or after the fact? You know what I mean? Like, to think that it would be strange for him not to be there on Monday.
Well, but not only that, Chris, but I would think...
Like, I'm curious if guys are sitting there, wow, oh, I know he yelled at Randy during the game, and now he's not here. That's bad.
But don't you think you notice that he's not on the field? And Brown pulled himself out of the game more than he usually does.
I mean,
that,
I'm asking that because I'm genuinely curious, like, how close of attention guys are always paying to that.
Well, look, football's an emotional game. Mm-hmm. You know, I was a rookie, and I MF'd Gruden on the sideline, okay? Like, I had no clout whatsoever in the NFL yet, and I'm telling him to F off because he was on me about things, and I'm like, dude, just let me play. You know, stop. Like, let's just feel like we're on the same team fighting the Chicago Bears instead of you down my neck. And so football's an emotional game. I've done, you know, I did it when I was with the Steelers. They're, you know, a running back coach, you're upset because guys aren't where they're supposed to be. So when that kind of stuff happens, you have to understand guys are going to do that. We saw Tom Brady go off on McDaniels, right, on the sideline one time. So that kind of stuff happens. So as a player, you see it go on, and depending on the extent of it, you might, hey, relax, AB, it's good. Let's go. Let's move on. Let's refocus. And then you just move on.
I hear that, Bruce, but don't you think there's a difference between, like, Brady does it, and you know where it comes from? Guys are screwing up. Their attention to detail isn't there. He's pissed because some mistake got made, and he's letting everybody have it. Whereas with Brown, it's not so much a team thing as much as it is about himself.
Right.
Get me the ball.
It's a selfish thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, and as I was contemplating this last couple of days and hearing everyone focus on this, and honestly, not football stuff, we're talking about drama, is I looked at it and I'm thinking, you know what? We're all selfish. I mean, look, when we go try to find a job, we want the best salary. We want to work as less as we can to make the most money. I mean, everyone has the same mindset. Everyone's out for their own. Now, in that, though, you know, is his own, is his selfishness makes the Pittsburgh Steelers a better football team. Because if Antonio Brown is having his 10, 12 catch games for 200 yards, the Steelers are winning. He's having a couple touchdowns. So it works both sides. AB's happy. He's getting fed. And he's putting up his numbers. The Steelers are winning football games. Now all of a sudden, Steelers are sitting 0-2, and now everyone's in a panic. I feel like we do have to kind of, you know, pump the brakes a little bit here and realize.
In what respect pump the brakes?
That, you know, I mean, there's a lot of drama going on, you know, with the Bell situation. People are down Tomlin's neck about doing stuff and,
right.
And things like that. And then the AB situation. I think.
But don't you think there should be consequences for blowing off work?
I definitely
think
there should.
If I don't show up to work, if I decide, you know what, I'm just going to let Chris and Bruce do the show today and I don't tell anybody where I am.
Right.
I can't just show up to work the next day and expect that there aren't going to be consequences or repercussions for that.
I absolutely think there should be. Now, how you get the consequence across to Antonio Brown is not by taking money out of his pocket. The thing, Antonio Brown doesn't play this game for the money. The dude is a passionate guy that loves the game, the work, that attention that comes with it, the popularity. So how you do that, you sit him, whether it's a series, whether or not starting him in the football game, whether it's a quarter, what it is. I don't think this situation we're talking about, this doesn't constitute sitting a whole football game or even a half.
I mean, do his teammates even want that? That's the thing. I would bring up. I'd
Cook
say a couple
implying,
series.
But Chris, Cook is implying in this column
I know that
he needs to be disciplined harshly.
I understand that. But if you're on the team and you – the Steelers have never gone to the playoffs when they've gone winless through three games. That is a fact. We both looked it up, Andrew and I, before the show. If you're on that team, you might want to see him disciplined, I'd imagine, but wouldn't you say he's maybe the best player on the team overall in the sense of relative to his peers? I want him out there eventually.
Yeah, I mean, I guarantee his peers do want to see some discipline and something happen, but the way AB is, look, AB's a good guy in a sense of players on Monday, or, you know, he wasn't there Monday, but when they see him today on Wednesday, you know, you're talking to him and it's almost like he's back and he's himself, you know, and it's kind of like it's brushed under the rug and you move on. I think those guys probably do want to see him disciplined a little bit and see some consequences. Cause like you just pointed out, you don't just miss work and not have a consequence with it. I saw Drew Rosenhaus say he had a family appointment or a personal matter. But the way Tomlin's media, it didn't sound like they were on the same page.
No, Tomlin sounded like he had no idea where the guy was.
Right. So in that sense, for nothing that happened on Sunday, him go, you know, whatever he said to Randy, the offense coordinator on the sideline, and going forward, I don't punish him for anything on Sunday because that is an emotional game. You're heated in the battle. He's a competitor. We're all competing, trying to win. Now, on Monday, when you don't show up to work.
Okay, but can I just bring up one more thing before we get to a timeout? You're talking about don't punish him for Sunday's game. I just want to read you something from Cook's column today.
Yeah.
Ron went through with a litany of things that have gone on with Brown, from the Twitter stuff, and then he brought up the situation with Fietner. But then he went on to say this. Brown lost focus on the field and ran the wrong patterns because he wasn't getting the ball enough. That's a big deal.
I watched the game. I went and watched it again. I watched the cut-up where I can see his routes, and a few of his routes were sloppy. He wasn't getting open like he normally does. I mean, there was some tight coverage. And then I watched Juju Smith's routes. He's detailed. He's where he's supposed to be. And sometimes it naturally happens for a quarterback. You feel more comfortable knowing this guy's going to be where he's supposed to be. But on the same sense, you know, AB's going to be a little less detailed sometimes because he's so athletic and talented that he'll add a little more to his route and create more space, mm-hmm. which works great because Ben and him are on the same page. So that's fine because they can connect and they can do that. So sometimes, though, too, it happens. I mean, even with quarterbacks, if you're frustrated and things are happening, you throw a couple interceptions, you lose focus, now you tend to you miss another throw. Or in AB's case, he might have went a step too short on a route or didn't get his depth, you know, enough on certain routes. So I could see that happen. And there's a few routes in the game that I felt were a little sloppy on his standpoint.
Yep.
But also there was a few plays that they were scramble plays that Ben, the left sideline, AB was running a route. It looked like maybe an out route, and then AB turned it up the sideline once Ben scrambled or pushed up in the pocket. And those are ones Ben and AB usually connect on.
When we come back, I want to ask you about, you brought up all the ways that they could discipline him beyond a fine. I want to ask you which one you like best, Bruce. 412-928-9370. That's the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. You want to get in on the conversation, you can. Bruce told me off the air that he is just ready to rip into callers. So if anybody out there has a dissenting opinion, Bruce is not going to back down from you.
Let's go.
If he can MF John Gruden, he can MF you today, folks, within reason. 412-928-9370 is the PM team.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.